The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Tzadi. Today's daf is being summoned in Shmat Marat Zekenati, Yafa Batzarav, and Shmat Avram Ben Estir, Hashem Tenehem Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Tzadi Amud Rishon, starting from the Mishnah. Hatokeya lahavero. Okay, a guy blew in his friend's ear. Okay, or he hit his friend's ear. He embarrassed him. Noten lo selah. So you have to pay selah for the money of busha. That she says boshet. All this Mishnah is talking about boshet payments for the embarrassment. Okay, he says no. You got to pay a money, not a selah. Okay. Right. So money is 100 zuz. Selah is 4 zuz. So the B.O. says, you've got to pay 25 times more. Satro, you smack somebody in the face, you hit him, you've got to pay 200 zuz. Le'achad yado, you slapped him backhandedly. That's a bigger busha, to slap like that. No, so you have to pay 400 zuz. Tzaram be'ozno, you pinched his ear, lobe. Talash b'sa'aro, or you pulled his hair out. Rakak, you spit in his face. V'gi abo, ruko, and the spit reached him. He'avid talito memenu. You pulled, let's say, the talit off the guy. The guy's wearing a talit, you pulled it off of him. That was his cloak. Pararo sha'isha b'shuk. A lady is wearing a head covering in the shuk. You pulled her head covering off. Noten lo, arba me'od zuz. All these cases, busha. You have to pay 400 zuz. Ziaklal. Hakol lefi kivodo. Ah. It all goes according to the person you embarrassed. The person has more respect, more busha. Amar Rabbi Akiva, afidu aniim shebi Yisrael, lo'in otam kilu hem b'nei horin sheyerdu m'nechseim shem b'nei Avraham Yisak v'Yaakov. We learned the shita earlier. Rabbi Akiva said, you don't go according to the one that got embarrassed. Because in that case over there, the aniim are at a disadvantage. Because the ani doesn't have any busha, he's ani, anyway he's miskin. So he says, you upgrade the ani. And you look at him as if he's a rich man that lost his money. Now, a rich man that lost his money has a bigger busha than a regular ani. Right. So to the advantage of the ani, when you're assessing his busha, you don't assess him as an ani. You look at him as if you embarrassed a rich man that lost money. A rich man that lost his money has a bigger busha. Shehem ben Avraham Yisak v'Yaakov, therefore we want to give the ani man advantage. So it's not a relative payment according to the B'Akiva. We give an advantage to make it a little more fair, let's say, for the ani. Comes the Gemara and says, Mishnah says, okay, what happened? Story. Guy went, pulled the head covering off a lady in the marketplace. But if Rabbi Akiva, she came in front of Rabbi Akiva, v'chaybol itena arba me'od zuz. You got to pay 400 zuz. Amar lo, Rabbi, tell his man, please give me some time to pay. V'natan lo zman, give him some time. Shamra omed al petach hasana. One day he waited for her. She was standing by the front of a chatzir, outside. On purpose, the shabar et hakad b'faneah. He had a jug of oil. He broke the kad of oil in front of her. Ubo ki isar shemen, a small amount, an isar worth of oil. She saw free oil on the floor there. So she wanted to benefit from it. So what did she do? V'gilta et rosha. She took her head covering off. V'aitam mitapachat u'manachat yada al rosha. She collected the oil and she put the oil on her hair to benefit from it. So what is she trying to show to this guy? She don't care about her head covering. So it says, hey, I meet Ali Adim, and he had Adim there watching what happened over there. Uba lifted Rabbi Akiva. So he goes back to the Rabbi Akiva, this guy, Amar le, lizu ani noten arba me'od zuz. You want me to pay this 1,400? She takes her wig off for nothing. She takes her hat off just to look like some man. She has no busha, this lady. Amar le, lo amarta klum. Rabbi Akiva said, yeah, he said nothing. Your claim is nothing. Ha'chovel ba'atzmo, She's damaging herself. Even though she might not be, you know, she's not proper for damaging herself, patur. But others that damage, hayav means a person damages themselves. I'm not saying a physical damage. You're not allowed to physically damage yourself, but you have to make a payment? No. But others that damage you, you have to pay. So she was willing to embarrass herself, that's one thing. But that doesn't exonerate you for you embarrassing her. She embarrasses herself, she's wrong. But it's not gonna affect you what you have to do. Similarly, that consistency otav. A guy, let's say, chops his tree down. A fruit tree. Ava pisha eno rashai. You know you're not allowed to chop down fruit trees. But patur, he doesn't pay anything, it's his tree. Ahirim hayavim. But somebody else chops down the guy's tree, he's going to be hayav. So the man is just trying to tell him. Okay, Ibaidu, give us a question. Mane tsuri tenan or mane medina tenan? Okay, bottom line, in the payments over here, we said that you have to pay a mane. That was what B.O.C. said. You have to pay a mane. What the currency you're paying over here? That's right. There's two basic payments over there. She says, "Mane tsuri, chafe sila'im." It's 25 sila'im, kufsus, which is 100 zuz. So is it 100 zuz? Or mane medina? Shminit, shebe mane tsuri. Sela, shemina, hatzi zuz, chlama b'shut. So it's an eighth of the payment.
12.5.
So you're going to pay 12.5 zuz? So is it 100 zuz or 12.5 zuz? That's basically the question.
Right.
Two currencies. Oh, Gemara says, Tashema. The guy went and he hit his friend's ear. I came in front of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So he said, here I am, and here's Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Have them mane tzuri. Pay him a mane tzuri. Shema minna, mane tzuri tanan. Okay, mane tzuri. Shema minna. But what is he talking about when he said, I'm here, and Rabbi Yosef Gilead is here? What was that all about? This guy came and said, the guy hit me in the ear. Okay, pay him a netzuri. What is this business at? Ha'ana, Rabbi Yosef Gilead. What is that? So Gemara says, my ha'ana, Rabbi Yosef Gilead. Idi ma hakik amar. Ha'ana da hazitich. Hey, listen. I saw what happened. I saw you hit your friend. I was a witness. The ha, Rabbi Yosef Gilead da amar, ma netzuri. Which means to say two different things. Number one, I saw the damage. I'm a witness. And then number two, the B.O. Sigil is the one that says that you pay. Oh, is that the case that the judge himself was the witness? Because that's what it really, that's what the B.U.D.A. is saying. Right? The B.U.D.A. is coming along to say, I saw it. Are you telling me that a witness can subsequently become a judge? That Tanya, we learned, Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin saw, let's say, a guy kill. They saw a murder. They witnessed the murder. Miksatan na'asu edim. Now, you have the whole bet in there. So half of them become witnesses, and they testify in front of the other half that becomes judges. Miksatan na'asu dayanim. Devrena bitarfon. Which means, you take two of the judges, you turn them into witnesses, and they'll testify in front of their colleagues. Okay? Rabbi Akiva Omer, kulam edim him. Rabbi Akiva, no. Once they all saw it, they all have a din of edim, ve'en ed na'ase dayan. Once you're an ed, you cannot play two hats. You cannot become a dayan. Therefore, that's it. They have to go in front of a whole other bedin to testify. I know. Which means, in this case over here, he says well, you can split it. Where half of them will make them edim, and half of them will make them dayanim. But that the witness himself should become the dayan, lo kamar. Which is, even if Bitarfon holds in ed na'ase dayan, he just agrees in this case, you could split it. Let the edim be edim and make these guys dayanim. But to make the ed the dayan, how could that be? So back to the story of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, I saw it, and he holds mani etzuri. Oh, you saw it. You saw it, and you can't judge. In ed na'ase dayan. That bright that you just read, kegon shira'u balayla. Which means, in that case over there, the judges saw the murder at night. Now, at night, we know what? You cannot be a judge, because there's no deen at night. Look at Rashi. Shira'u ba'layla. Ul-mahorat kishba'im ladun. En danin ela al-pi shimu'ah. When they come the next day, so they're judging according to what was based at the time that they saw it, when there was not a time of judgment. Lefichach, sarich lemiksatan la'id. Some of them have to testify, and some of them have to be judges. Vim en sham ela gima. This is only three rabbis there. Sarich leoshiv acherim ula'id b'fnehem. Avara ubayom. Osin al piyad iya the Rabbi Tarfon miyad the Rabbi Uda nasik the Rabbi Tarfon svirade, which means like this. Really, I'll tell you, Rabbi Tarfon holds ed naaseh dayan. Meaning, let's say the ed saw it in the day. Immediately he saw it, finished. He saw it. He's a ed. He's the dayan. It's over. Oh, so then why in this case over here? Did you have to have Ephraim testified? Because at the time that they saw it, you weren't able to be a judge at the time that they saw it. Because there's no judgment at night. So in the day, you got to go through the ceremony of Edim coming, testifying in front of the Beti. But if it was done during the day, Edna said, Dayan, therefore, the Biyuda holds like a Bita Fon. That's what we're saying. Ha'ana, the Biyuda saying, I hold like the Bita Fon. I saw it, and therefore, Edna said, Dayan. It was during the day, and then no problem. And the Bible says, "Manetzuri." Good. Gemara says, "Viva etema." Haki kamal. We can say another pshat. Ha'ana the sfira li kribi yosegil li damar manetzuri. Vasade the mesade bach zil havle manetzuri. I hold like Rabbi Yosegil. Ha'ana the Rabbi Yosegil. We both hold it's manetzuri. And other witnesses saw what you did. Therefore, go pay. Nothing to do, really, I can tell you, he doesn't know Ed Nasir Dayan. He was not an Ed. When he said, Ha'ana, Rabbi Yosef, he's just saying, you should know, I also agree with Rabbi Yosef Gilili, that the payment is Manetzuri. Oh, and by the way, there was other witnesses that saw it. So based on the other witnesses, that testified, and we both agree that the Manetzuri is the payment, so if you pay Manetzuri. So don't get involved in the subject of Ed Nasir Dayan. And I continues, V'sabar Rabbi Akiva de'en ed na'aseh dayan. Is it so that Rabbi Akiva holds that an ed, a witness, cannot be a dayan? The Gemara said that above, that Rabbi Akiva holds en ed na'aseh dayan. Is that so? V'atanya went after the braita, v'hika ish et re'ehu be'eben o be'egrof. So it says, we have a story over here, if a person hits his friend with an even, a rock, or be'egrof. Egrof is a fist. Shimon etimni omer, Shimon etimni says, Ma egrof miyuhad, just like an egrof, a fist is miyuhad, is discernible. Shemasur le'eda, which means the eda, the judges are able to see the fist in betin. Ul edim, and to the witnesses. Af kol shemasur le'eda ul edim, which means the edim have to look at the fist, and the judges themselves look at the fist to see if such a fist is able to lay such a blow. And if they see that the guy's fist is not capable to do such a damage, they won't mechayev him. So they learn. Just like the egrof is something that can be tested by the witnesses and the bet din, so to all items, the judges have to actually see the weapon, so to speak, to see that if the weapon was capable to cause the damage. Prat l'shiyatzam mitachat yad ha'edim. As opposed to, let's say, the guy threw something and damaged, and the witnesses didn't see the item, and the item is gone. Well, therefore, such an item, you cannot mechayev the guy on, because you don't know if it really came from the weapon or not. That's the shita of Shimon HaTimna. She says, Shine evda mehen. And the item got lost, the weapon got lost. Ubetin lo ra'u. And the betin did not see it. Afal pi shra'u edim. Even though the edim saw, let's say, the item, patud ba'inen umdina bebetin. Because this shita holds Shimon HaTimna, that the betin itself has to see the weapon to make an umdina, to make an assessment to see that if this item is worthy of causing such damage. Amal Rabbi Akiva, v'chi b'fne bedini kau. What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva comes along and argues and says, did the hit come in front of Bet Din? Shiyud'im kamaikau? Which means, even if they see the weapon, what does Bet Din know? Does Bet Din know how many times the guy got hit with the weapon? Ve'al maikau? And which part of the body did he hit him? Vim al shoko? Did he hit him on his leg? Otzifar nafsho? Or on his heart? Ve'od, harishta dahafet hafiro mirosh agag. Let's say a case where a guy pushed his friend off the roof. Or mirosh bira, on top of a building. Umet, betin olkin etzel bira, or bira olekat etzel betin. What, does the bira have to go to the betin, or betin's going to go to the bira to make an assessment? You're going to bring the building to betin, or is betin you're going to matriach them to go now and look at the building to see if it's worthy to cause such a damage. Ve'od im nafla. Let's say the building fell. Chozer ubone. Bet has to reconstruct the building to see if the building is ra'ui to cause such a damage. It's too far fetched. Ela ma egrof miyuhad shumasud le'edim. Just like the egrof, the fist is able to be witnessed by the Edim. The Edim see the fist. And therefore they're able to make the assessment. Of course, you masul the Edim. So long as the Edim are able to see the weapon. Excluding a case where, let's say, the weapon left the hand and the Edim weren't able to make an assessment on, which is according to the Akiva, the Bittin doesn't, the Dayanim don't have to see the weapon. So long as the Edim come in and testify, that's enough. So now we come along and analyze. Let's just catch up in the Rashi's for a second. Let's catch up in the Rashi's. Amal Rabbi Akiva. Like halfway up. V'nehina mid the Evin ba bebetdin. You're right. Let's say in Evin you can bring the rock to Betdin. However, v'chi b'fnei Betdin ikau shudim kamau ikau kolamar. Cheshbon hamakot sheikau sheyachol le'emod. Even if you show him the rock. Beit Din doesn't know how many times the guy hit with the rock, or alma al ezem me'evarav tzipar nafsho tenuch shekeneged halev. That's the, I guess, the cavity next to the heart. Venoach od habel misham. It's easy to get damaged over there. Beit Din olkin etzel bira mitmiya v'chi yitriach hakatuv Beit Din that sit in the shkav and rotot as Beit Din to the rabbis matriach Beit Din that to go to the site of the damage to go look at the building. Or im nafla bira, kodim shirahu betin. Well, the building came down before betin assessed it. Klum matzika katub lachzov adam not. What? Did betin have to reconstruct the building? Lar ot gavah to see the height of it? Le betin ela aedim samchina. We rely on the witnesses. The kevan dera'u aedim. Once the aedim come along and say, we saw him hit him, we got hit with a rock. Or we saw him fall off a building. Samchina na aedutayu. She omrim lanu kak ve kak. Well, ba'inan basul aeda ela le aedim. You don't need it masur to the dayanim, you need it masur only to the edim themselves. Shimon and Timni said, no, it's got to be mamash masur to the dayanim. It's a big mahloket. In any event, katani mihat, partial quotation, Amal Rabbi Akiva, v'chi b'fne betin ikau, shi yud'im kama ikau. The way Rabbi Akiva challenged Shimon and Timni was what? V'chi, did the guy hit him in front of betin, that betin knows how much times he got hit? But what's the implication? Hi, kaw bifneim ed naase dayan. It's masked, but if the Beit Din was there and saw how many times he got it, they would be able to judge it. That's masked, but ed naase dayan. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva, so tell yourself, you told me about the Rabbi Akiva. Don't ed naase dayan. From the language of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, if he was Beit Din there to see how many times he got hit, what? And if they were there, they can testify? So Gemara says that Barad Rabbi Shimon HaTimni Ka'ama Vele Lo Svida Le. Rabbi Akiva was talking to Shimon HaTimni, according to you, that says Ed Na'aseh Dayan. V'chi Beit Din was there to see how many times he got it. Lididi, I hold, even if they were there, it doesn't matter. Because the Ed cannot be a Dayan. But the Shittatcha that says Ed Na'aseh Dayan, he was talking Aliba to that opinion. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen, Amen.